Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
For another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Relax, you're with Founders. Our co-sponsor today is Corporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Okay, now I want everybody out there to say this word after me 10 times in a row. Perihelion. Yeah, because we're going to talk about the Perihelion Club today and their association with the Early Learning Partnership. And we have two ladies around the table. Frances Rouse, who is with the Perihelion Club. I worked on this. I want you to know I work real hard on this. And then we also have Rachel Hubbard, who is the executive director now of the Early Learning Partnership. So thank you all for being here. We're going to say Perihelion together. No. All right. Frances, tell everybody a little bit about you before we start talking about the topic.
Well, I'm Frances Leitner Rouse.
Ah, there's that Leitner name.
Yes, indeed.
I knew that was going to come out.
I grew up in Chester. So I came to Rock Hill about 25 years ago and am very happy here, but all roads still lead to Chester.
Listen to that.
I joined the Perihelion Club in 2000, and I am now recording secretary, so representing our club today.
Good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, back to the microphones with such a just a big smile on her face. She can't wait to get around that thing. She was on here a while ago, and she, you know, I'm just teasing you. Go ahead. Talk to me, Rachel. Tell me a little bit about you.
I'm Rachel Hubbard. I just recently became the executive director of the Early Learning Partnership. I actually grew up in Montreal, Canada, so you might hear my Canadian accent in certain words. But I actually went to high school in Rock Hill, and when I graduated, I swore I'd never come back here.
Famous last words.
Exactly. It's because here I am. My husband and I moved back here in 99, so we've been here for 24 years.
How about that?
Yep.
Jeez.
And we haven't left. Rock Hill is such a great place.
Kind of grown up, hasn't it?
It has, a lot.
I bet you when you came back, you probably said, this looks a little bit different.
Absolutely.
Than it did before.
Absolutely.
And if you've been gone for 24 years and you came back today, you would say, is this the same place that I used to come, call home?
Absolutely.
Amazing. All right. So, Frances, back to you now.
Yes.
What the heck is the Perihelion Club?
The Perihelion Club is a women's book and literary club. We have always been very philanthropic, and we dwell on three things: literacy, philanthropy, and the social aspect. So when the Perihelion started in 1898, women did not have television nor radio nor a lot of outside influences for expanding their horizons.
Right.
So they gathered together and focused on books, newspapers, the news at the time, shared with one another, to get away and expand their horizons to something other than, because remember, at that time, Rock Hill was very small. There were no automobiles, there were trolleys, there were wagons and horses on the streets, and women were at home. They did not work outside the home very often, and the women in a club like Perihelion would have been educated and wanted to discuss things and understand the world around them.
So now this is the 125th anniversary of the club.
That's correct.
Now is that here or since day one when it started?
At the turn of the century, this was in 1898.
Oh, 1898, okay.
At the turn of the century, women's clubs began to gather. And in fact, men were a little bit afraid that was the suffrage movement getting started. And I think probably that's a little bit of truth. But women's clubs were being organized. And in that same year, 1898, the South Carolina Federation of Women's Clubs started, and the Perihelion Club of Rock Hill was one of the founding members, one of the charter members of that group.
Whew.
About 20 years later, there was a national general federation of women's clubs started.
So today, in 2023, 125 years later, what do you mean? Do you all meet on a monthly basis, weekly basis? What do you do?
We meet on a monthly basis. We've always met on the third Thursday of the month, and usually in one of our members' homes. So the social aspect is that we get to have refreshments and socialize with people that we may not have seen in the previous 3 or 4 weeks. So we meet once a month. A member presents a book at this time. Over the years, things have changed from books to plays. At one point, they shared Shakespearean plays with one another. We call a roll. We have 25 members.
25 members. So members nominate new members? Is that how it works?
Yes, that's okay. Correct.
Right. 25. Has it always been around 25, or has it been larger?
When it started, it was 18, and then in our bylaws it says that we are at 25 members. We have gone up to 30 at one time, but we found that makes it very crowded in people's living rooms.
Gotcha. Okay, Rachel, your turn. Tell everybody what the heck the Early Learning Partnership is all about.
So the Early Learning Partnership is celebrating our 25th anniversary. We're not as auspicious as the Perihelion group at 125 years. That's pretty amazing. Congratulations to your group. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, and our mission is to prepare the children of York County, birth to age 5, for school success. And we do that by getting books into the homes of children, particularly lower and middle income children, so that they'll have books in their home.
So you get books, like, from wherever? I mean, you buy books or books given to you?
We do. We purchase books, and so that's what we do. Our fundraising efforts are to maintain these book programs, primarily the Reach Out and Read program, which is a national evidence-based program that's delivered through the pediatric offices.
Okay. So how many books are you all distributing in the course of the year?
Last year, we distributed over 31,000 books in York County.
Hello.
And we do that in conjunction with the support of funders such as the Perihelion Group, publicly thank Perihelion for being such constant and dedicated supporters of ours. I think they've contributed to our group for the past 10 years consistently, and that really speaks to their commitment to literacy and charity.
So the Early Learning Partnership generates its dollars to buy all these books by donations. How else do you generate?
We write grants. We have organizational donations, and we have some small fundraisers.
Okay. Interesting. And you all have been around for how long now?
We're celebrating our 25th anniversary this year, so we're very excited about that.
25 and 20. Okay.
Yes.
We got 150 years of knowledge around this table. All right. Very interesting. So how do you identify who's going to get these books? Do you work with each of the schools, or does the school say, hey, Rachel, we have some needs over here. Can you give us 50 books for whatever?
Since our target audience is birth to age 5, we work with each of the 4 school districts' pre-K programs. And we have a very tight-knit relationship with the executive directors of those programs, and so they reach out to us and for their book needs. So if they have kindergarten roundup or if they have family nights, they'll let us know what their needs are, and we procure those books for them.
So they select the books, or do you select the books and say, here, try this one?
They tell us what their needs are. For example, they'll need 300 books for 30 families and with these themes, and we select the books for them. We give them a selection. This is what we can get at these prices, and we go from there.
So the partnership consists of you and who else? We have any other staff, any other staff members?
Oh, yes. So it's just the two of us. We're a very small organization. It's me and my colleague, Nicolette Bush. Okay. So I recently became the executive director, and I was previously the program coordinator.
Okay.
And Nicolette took over my program coordinator position.
Interesting. How you go about these books, do you ever, like, get books that come across your table and say, this would be great?
Absolutely.
For the Rock Hill School District or something?
Yes. We have various vendors. We're in touch with various early childhood programs and organizations that are sending out book recommendations. Reach Out and Read, who, like I said, is our biggest program. They all send out a newsletter and highlight books that are of interest.
All right. So you guys have been in cahoots with each other for a while.
10 years.
Yes. As I mentioned, the Perihelion Club has always been a philanthropic organization, but we've always focused on literacy and education. So it's been our pleasure to donate money from a Christmas auction that we have within our club, and that's how we get some money that we have shared with the Early Learning Partnership. We have a scholarship at Winthrop that we provide every year, and we have given to literary closets at the elementary schools and other ways that we've been behind promoting literacy in our community. As I shared with Rachel earlier, if you don't have literate children, you cannot have literate adults. So there is nothing more important in this world than educating our young people.
Well, isn't that interesting you brought this up? Because, you know, I don't know how many times a week I say this, but I'll say it again this week. This little thing that we all carry in our pockets and purses is a wonderful piece of technology that I think in time, when somebody writes about this period of mankind's history, they'll say was so terribly misused. And I think one of the things that is happening, and I may be wrong, is that people aren't reading the way they used to read. Because they're playing stupid games on these machines, and they're just a constant distraction to the point that we now see the school districts have got policies in place where these come into the school, they go into a locker or they go into a special bag or whatever, because kids are sitting there texting each other, parents are being stupid and talking to their kids in the middle of class. I mean, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Absolutely.
So you're up against this.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, the impact is greater than that. We're seeing, I mentioned that we partner with the pre-K programs. At the pre-K screenings, they're seeing children who don't have the fine motor skills that children in past generations have had, because all they're doing is swiping. So all they can do is swipe. They can't use scissors. They don't have a pincer grip to hold the crayons. And when you have a child staring at the screen, what's mom doing usually? Also staring at the screen, or the caregiver. And there's no engagement. So the learning that typically happens when you're dialoguing with your child, when you're just holding your child, that's not happening anymore. So, and that has a far-reaching impact as well.
Do you realize how many kids are coming out of school today that cannot even write their name in cursive?
Exactly.
Oh, yes, I do.
I mean, that to me is unbelievable. Some basic skills are being lost.
Yes.
Because we don't read.
Yes.
And we don't even think about the impact of that. I mean, one of the things that, to celebrate our 125th anniversary, the Perihelion Club of Rock Hill actually has an archive over at Louise Pettis. Archives across the street here.
Sure.
So we went to the archives and pulled out our boxes of program notes and information from the past, names from the past. And I have to admit that I failed to read all of the minutes that were in cursive, very spidery handwritings of meetings that happened from 1898 until probably the year 2000 when we started typing and using computers.
I tell you, my wife found a batch of old family letters that date back to the Civil War, and absolutely incredible penmanship. I mean, I wish I could write like that, but it's an art that's been lost. And now it's probably going to be forgotten.
Right.
right. because of this digital age that we're in now.
And can people even read that any longer? And one thing that I did find out at the archives is they do not store things digitally. They print things out and put them in these boxes because as platforms change,
that's right.
the digital world changes somewhat.
You get lost very easily.
Mm-hmm.
So you're up against, you've got competition to get people to read.
Yes.
So the idea is to try it from day one, as soon
yes.
as
yes.
a mom is pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get a book in her hand and suggest to her that she read Peter Rabbit out loud while she's still pregnant. She probably looks at you and say, you crazy? Well, the studies, from what I understand, show that Junior, he's got some ears, and he's picking up on this stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's why we are such a supporter of the Reach Out and Read program. So the Reach Out and Read program starts at birth, and the way it works is that when you're a patient and you're a new mom, you take your baby in for his or her first well child visit as a newborn, the pediatrician will come in, give the child an age-appropriate book, and talk to mom about the importance of reading, how to read to your child. You know, later on, as the child ages, they will continue to get books at their well child visits until age 5, and the pediatrician will use the book as a tool. You know, is the baby turning the pages? Can they identify colors? Are they looking at words the right way? And at each visit, the pediatrician talks to the parent about the importance of reading to the child. We're not trying to teach the child to read. We're trying to encourage the engagement between the parent and the child.
Do the pediatricians give you feedback like this is a hard sell to get the parents to understand how simple this is?
No. Reach Out and Read provides training for the pediatricians. And so the pediatricians, even with illiterate parents, the pediatricians can coach the parents how to engage with the book and the child. Point to the picture, make up a story, ask the questions. You know, what is this? What color is this? How many birds are on this page? That kind of thing.
Well, I would think as we keep moving forward, we're getting younger moms who've had these cell phones in their cribs since they were babies. And you're sitting there talking about these hardbound books, and you're probably saying, what are you, from another planet?
Yes, that definitely is an emerging challenge.
Well, yeah. Good luck, pediatricians. Good luck. All right, listen, we got to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, we have two educated ladies that I know how to read. We have these white letters here, which is a slogan for Substation 2. We do fresh subs. We do fresh salads. We do it 6 days a week. Can't get this guy on the other side of the wall to do it a seventh day. It's just, you know, takes too much time off. So we want to remind everybody how we do it and what brings them back in day after day after day. At the count of three, one, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
It's soup weather, and Substation 2 is ready. Nothing says fall like a cup of hot, delicious soup, and we serve a rotating selection of flavors. Just call to find out what's on the menu, because we never know what we're going to feel like making that day. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Now open, the new Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Featuring personalized and comprehensive obstetrical services, 24/7 emergency care, and skilled surgeons who know the importance of getting to know you and your family. Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill, providing care for the Fort Mill community by your local community. Care that feels like home, close to home. Learn more at piedmontmedicalcenter.com/Fort Mill.
Relax with a certificate from Founders Federal Credit Union and maximize your earnings. Whether you're saving for a down payment, planning for retirement, or simply growing your nest egg, Founders has great dividend rates. Get guaranteed returns and the security you deserve with terms from 12 to 84 months. Enable Dividend AMP to transfer your quarterly dividends into your Loyalty Select account, our highest yield savings account. Open a certificate today. Visit an office or foundersfcu.com to learn more or apply for membership. Federally insured by NCUA. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
Stream TV from Comporium is more than just TV. It's accessing all your favorite shows and movies. From here, in there, up there somewhere, here too, we won't tell. It's restarting shows mid-show. It's TV that learns the difference between what you like and what you love. It's what you want, when you want it, where you want it. So, yeah, we're more than your internet company. We're your smart TV, just got a whole lot smarter company.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Hey Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot, on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We are surrounded with talented people. Francis Rouse with the Perihelion Club, and Rachel Hubbard, who's the Executive Director of the Early Learning Partnership. So we've learned all about what they do, how they do it, the challenges that are out there, getting people to read. You know, I really do hope that moms and grandmoms and whatever take this reading thing seriously, because it can make the difference between being where you want to get to in life and not where you want to get to in life. It's just incredible. So, you all, being 125 years old, I'm not talking about you, Francis, I'm talking about the club.
Thank you.
And the Early Learning Partnership being 25, and I know you're older than 25, you guys have gotten together and you're doing something special for them on your anniversary.
Yes, we are. We have an auction, as I mentioned, each Christmas, where each member brings something or a few somethings that we auction among ourselves to raise money to give away. And this year we ended up, because of COVID, our coffers were a little bit heavier, and we were able to actually donate twice our 125th anniversary in the form of $2,500 to the Early Learning Partnership.
Good for you.
And we are very proud of that, but that was twice our anniversary number.
So you have this annual auction, and
yes,
you buy each other stuff? Is that what you do?
Yes, we do. It started out as white elephant sales, where we were to bring in things from that we no longer needed, that somebody else might want. And there were a lot of laughs and joking about it, and it gradually got to be more involved with things that people would like to have. And so the coffers got heavier and heavier, which is really good. We enjoy doing that and having some money to give away. And as I mentioned, we also support Winthrop in the form of a yearly scholarship that goes to a teacher, and again, supporting literacy and education in our communities.
And it's interesting that you're here today, because at 10 o'clock this morning, they dedicated the new fountain in front of Winthrop. It's now got spitting out water, and they have a nice plaza. I mean, they did a beautiful job on it. Really, really nice. And they wanted to get it done in time for homecoming, and this is homecoming week. So they did it. Good for them. So $2,500.
Yes.
Oh, look at her eyes. Oh. Have you already spent it?
Well,
not yet. haven't got the check yet, right?
We did, actually. And that was so generous of you. We try to be very judicious about our spending. And so we were able to get four books for about $4 per book. So as you can imagine, $2,500 goes a long, long way. And we're purchasing books that go directly into the hands of the children of York County.
Right.
So they're serving our community, which is just going to benefit the rest of us down the road.
And that's something. $4 a book you can get it for.
Of average, yes.
And these are children's books?
These are, right. They're high quality, age, and curriculum appropriate children's books.
So, I mean, who sells those to you for $4 a piece?
We work with approved vendors through the Reach Out and Read program. They're all over the country. We have a very good working relationship. They will set up special delivery schedules for us. They work with us if we're looking for specific titles. As I mentioned earlier, sometimes the school districts will request specific themes, and so we can always go to these approved vendors and say, hey, we need this. What can you do for us? They have tight relationships with the publishers, and they just really... It's part of a great partnership.
So are there early learning partnerships all over the country, or is it just unique to us?
So there are similar types of programs. I think Smart Start up in Charlotte, but we are unique to York County.
Unique.
Yes.
I would say you're unique. Good. Good for you. So what's next? I mean, I guess you take the summer to get all geared up for the fall, or is this just a year-round effort?
It's a year-round effort. We see a huge spike in book needs before the summer as kindergarten roundup happens, but also during the summer. As older children come into the pediatrician's offices for their well-child physicals and things like that, then we need the 4 to 5-year-olds. So it's not seasonal. Exactly.
It's not a seasonal program.
It's a constant need.
My understanding is that in concert with the pediatricians, as a mother goes in for the 0 through 5
series of checkups.
Yeah, the checkups. The doctor talks to them at each of those and gives a book. So that could happen anytime during the year. As opposed to the summer or, you know, a holiday or something like that.
So I want you, Rachel, if you can, I'm putting you on the spot here. Can you tell me a success story that's come out of this? In other words, you know of a doc who did exactly this with a mother, and she grabbed onto this, and as a result of this, her child is doing whatever?
Yes. And right now, running through my head, there are so many examples.
Just give me one. No names. Just,
I think, Martha Edwards, you probably know her. She's a pediatrician at Atrium, okay. Rock Hill Pediatrics. She's been a huge advocate for Reach Out and Read. Actually, she was a medical director there. And she has some really fabulous stories of parents who bring in their children and she watched the child develop a love for reading, and their subsequent success in school.
And that's something.
So, and it's a wonderful program, and this is just a wonderful feel-good field to be in.
Well, you've been doing it for 25 years, so it must be working.
Not me personally.
Well, I know, not you personally. I got that. And she's not the original member of the Parahooting Club.
No.
So you've been doing it. It's been done successfully, and
yes.
It keeps on working.
Yes.
Good. All right. So why don't you have another auction so you can give them another $2,500?
Well, we do. We actually decided that we would continue our auction because we want to continue being a philanthropic organization.
Good.
And I do want to add, too, that we have the Parahelion Club has donated books to the Winthrop Library and also to our public library. And I just want to put in a plug for our public library because they have to pick up and supplement the program that the early learning partnership promotes.
Oh yeah,
through the pediatricians.
You know, it's interesting. I've had the librarian people on here before, and in this digital age, it's amazing the numbers of people who go to libraries has gone right through the roof. I mean, because libraries are so much more than just rows of books. I mean, they have everything in the world there.
They certainly do.
And there's all different kinds of ways you can read. You can read the old-fashioned way. You can put things in your ears and listen to it being read to you. Whatever. Just learn to read. Thank you, ladies, for being here. Rachel?
Thank you very much.
You got through it, didn't you?
Yes.
Got through it, didn't you? Huh? You didn't have to call 911 either, did I? Francis, thank you as always.
My
and that's
going
to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. You're with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, you two did so well, and we've got the good doctor here with us today to get this the way it should be. We do fresh subs. We do fresh salads. We do it 6 days a week. I keep pushing for a seventh day, but they're not listening to me. And people come back and back and back and back because we do it a very special way. It's in those white letters, and we're all going to say it together at the count of three. Are you ready?
Yes.
One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.